各位弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大概一个礼拜之前，罗丽媛弟兄发一个 email 给我。
About a week ago, Brother Kevin Luo sent me an email.
因为我每次都要问他说，教会的弟兄姐妹的情形怎么样，需要怎么样，我好预备信息。
Because every time I would ask him what is the state of the brothers and sisters at the church, so that I can prepare.
他特别提醒我，我们中间有很多年轻人。
And he especially reminded me that we have a lot of young people among us.
年轻人充满了活力。
And the young people are so filled with energy.
有一些道是老人听的，所以可能年轻人就听不习惯。
And the young people may not be used to the sermons that are prepared for older people.
但是我想到我们中间也有一些年纪虽然比较长，但是灵里面非常喜乐、非常健康、健壮的弟兄姐妹。
But I also thought of brothers and sisters who may be old in age, but in their spirit they are very lively.
所以我请你们一面听到，一面为这个聚会祷告。
So I ask you to pray for this gathering.
从老到小一起听到神的话。
So from the young to the old, that we can all hear the Lord's word.
我好几年前我听到一个故事。
Many years ago, I heard of a story.
在中国有一个年轻人，他信了主。
In China, there's a young man. He believed in the Lord.
他虽然非常的热心信主，但是他生活很糟糕。
Even though he was very fervent in his belief in the Lord, but his life was in a very bad shape.
他愿意爱主跟随主，但是他生活中间还是说谎、骂人、打架。
Even though he was very willing to follow the Lord, but in his life he would lie and fight and argue with other people.
他很有热情，想要全时间出来传福音。
He very much wanted to full time to come out and preach the gospel.
但是教会的同工就很头痛。
But the co-workers of the church had a big headache.
所以那个传道人就跟他谈一谈。
So then the minister had a conversation with him.
跟他说你很有心要全时间来传福音很好。
He said, it is very good that you have a heart and you want to come out full time to preach the gospel.
可是你的生活太糟糕了。
But your life is in such a bad shape.
你好像是一个要卖减肥药的人自己很胖。
It is as if you are a person who is trying to sell diet pills, but you yourself is so fat.
要开美容院的人自己很丑。
It is as if you want to open up a beauty salon, but you yourself is very ugly.
开洗衣店的穿得很肮脏。
Or if you want to have a laundry mat, but your own clothing are dirty.
没有人会相信你的，因为你讲的跟你行的不一样。
No one will believe you because what you act is different from what you preach.
你需要你的生活中间结出果子来。
Your life needs to bear fruit.
显出福音的大能。
So that it can manifest the great power of gospel.
所以我今天用加拉太书第五章二十二到二十六节跟大家来分享。
Therefore today I want to share with you Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 through 26.
但是因为时间有限。
But because time is limited.
我比较多着重在属神圣灵的果子。
Because the time is limited, I want to focus more on the spirit, the spiritual fruit that belongs to God.
我不会多讲属肉体情欲的果子。
I won't focus so much on the fruits of the flesh.
什么是圣灵的果子呢？
What are the fruits of spirit?
是神爱的果子。
It is the fruit of God's love.
是神圣洁的果子。
It is God's holy fruit.
是神生命的果子。
It is a God's, the fruit of God's life.
圣经中间常常用结果子来代表我们信仰在我们身上的影响。
The scripture often uses bearing fruit to represent our life.
诗篇第一篇说，这个人就多结果子，按时候结果子，他的叶子也不枯干。
In Psalm number 1, it says that this person bears fruit and his leaves are not dry.
耶稣在登山宝训中间也说，好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
And in a mountain, on a sermon on the mountain, the Lord Jesus also said, the good tree will bear good fruit and the bad tree will bear bad fruit.
耶稣说，怎么样能结果子呢？就常常在耶稣的里面，住在主的里面。
What does Jesus say on how to bear fruit? He says, to bear fruit, you need to often dwell within Jesus.
结果子不单是神对基督徒的要求，也是别人可以看得见、摸得着、吃得出味道的。
Bearing fruit is not just a requirement Jesus has for Christians, it is also something that others can see, they can taste.
我猜想神在最后审判的时候对基督徒的问题。
I'm guessing that at the last moment of judgment, the question Jesus will have for people.
就是你的一生有没有结果子，结的是什么样的果子。
The questions would be, has your life bore any fruits? And if you have, what kind of fruits?
所以结果子非常事关重大。
Therefore, bearing fruits is very important.
我们一起来念这一段经文，加拉太书五章二十二节到二十六节。
Let us read these verses together, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 26.
圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that the Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
这里讲到圣灵的果子是一个单数的果子。
It mentioned here that the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit is a singular.
不是九种果子。
It is not nine types of fruit.
是一种果子九种味道。
It is one type of fruit, but has nine different tastes.
但这九种味道是以爱为中心。
But these nine tastes are centered around love.
所以我们可以说圣灵的果子就是爱的果子。
So therefore, we can say that the fruit of the Spirit is love.
什么是爱的果子呢？
What is the fruit of love?
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
It is joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance.
我拿爱做开头，我们先跟大家分享喜乐到和平。
I want to start with love today, and then we'll go to joy and peace.
腓立比书第四章那边，保罗也写说，你们要靠主常常的喜乐。
In Philippians, Paul said, You shall be joyful at all times through the Lord.
然后神要赐给你出人意外的平安，保守你的心怀意念。
And then the Lord will give you peace beyond expectation to keep your heart.
所以有爱的果子里面，先第一个是喜乐，这个喜乐是从神来的喜乐，因主而喜乐。
Therefore, in love, there is first joy, and that joy comes from the Lord.
这个喜乐也带来人跟人之间的和平。
And this joy brings peace between men and men.
去年我有一年在神学院念书。
Last year I spent a year in seminary school.
我们有一位中国同学。
We have a Chinese student.
他说他来这个神学院之前，先到好几个不同的神学院看一下。
He said before he came to this seminary school, he visited several different seminary schools.
他去看他们的学生长得是不是愁眉苦脸的样子。
He wanted to see whether or not the students there looked like they were bitter and suffering.
他看到有一些学校的学生非常重担愁苦。
He saw the students at some of those schools look as if they had great burdens.
他就选择一个长得比较喜乐的学校来读书。
And then he chose one where the students looked joyful.
如果有人到一个教会来，
If someone comes to a church,
看到大家都愁眉苦脸，
And he sees that the people in the church all have long faces.
看不到我们因主而有喜乐。
He cannot see that we are joyful because of the Lord.
看到我们彼此之间不和，没有和平。
They cannot see that, they see that we have no peace between us.
这个教会不会吸引他的。
Then this church cannot attract him.
我们要因主而喜乐，因主而彼此和平。
We should be joyful because of the Lord and have peace between us because of the Lord.
所以这个爱的果子，圣灵的果子是靠主而来的表现。
Therefore, this fruit of the Spirit, this fruit of love, is a representation from the Lord.
而且这个果子是我们彼此之间相对对人彼此之间的原则。
And this fruit is also the principle as we act between people.
因为仁爱、喜乐、和平之后是忍耐跟恩慈。
Because after love, joy, and peace is long suffering and gentleness.
我们记不记得？爱训爱的定义里面怎么讲的？
Do we remember in Corinthians what does it say about love?
爱是恒久什么？又有。
It says that love is long suffering and has mercy.
爱是恒久忍耐，凡事忍耐，对人恩慈。
It is long suffering in all things and have mercy towards people.
这是圣经给爱下的定义。
And this is the definition of love from the scripture.
如果不是神的恩典，人凭自己是做不到的。
If it is not because of God's grace, men cannot do it.
忍耐不但是不灰心。
Long suffering is not only that you do not give up.
还是不放弃。
You won't give up.
爱不只是消极的忍耐。
Love is not just a passive long suffering.
如果你跟你太太说，我很爱你，我很忍耐你。
If you say to your wife, I very much love you and I'm enduring you,
她会不会很感动?
Would she be very touched?
你会不会很感动呢?
Would you be very touched?
不灰心,不放弃,不只是消极的忍耐,而且积极的要有显出恩慈。
To be long-suffering, it is not only not to give up, to passively endure, but it is also to be very active.
我举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
假设罗立元弟兄有一次跟我在一起。
Let's say one time, Brother Kevin Luo is with me.
我一直在骂他。
I keep on yelling at him.
他想到说爱是很久忍耐，他就一直忍耐我。
And then he remembered that love is long-suffering, so then he kept on enduring me.
我骂到口干舌燥的时候。
And after I yelled for so long that I'm thirsty and my mouth is dry.
他想到爱是很久忍耐，还要有恩慈。
And then she remembered that love is long suffering and needs to, and mercy.
他就给我倒一杯水。
And then he poured a cup of water for me.
请你继续骂。
I ask you to continue to yell.
我们能不能彼此这样相对呢？
Can we face each other like that?
我们能不能结出这样的果子，在忍耐之后仍然显出恩慈呢？
Can we long suffer? Can we endure and still bear the fruit of mercy afterwards?
爱的果子中间喜乐和平是。靠主的表现。
In the fruit of love, joy and peace are fruits based on the Lord.
忍耐跟恩慈是对人的原则。
Long suffering and mercy are principles towards other men.
下面是良善跟信实。
What follows is goodness and faith.
我们要存心良善，然后做事要信实。
We have to have a heart of goodness, and when we do things, we have to be faithful.
良善信实，这是神的品格。
Goodness and faithfulness are characters of God.
但是也是主耶稣对于仆人的要求。
But they are also requirements God has for His servants.
耶稣讲在路加福音十九章里面讲到一句话。
Jesus said in the Gospel book of Luke chapter 19.
是一个他讲在比喻中间，主人对好仆人说：“好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上忠心，可以有权柄管十座城。”
And Jesus said to, in a parable, Jesus, the master said to his servant, good servant, because you have been faithful on the little things, you have now the governance over the city.
良善的仆人，最小的事上忠心，忠心就是信实。
A good servant, you have been faithful on the little things.
神是良善的，神是信实的。
God is good and God is faithful.
神要求你我，要求我们这些他的仆人也要良善跟信实。
And God requires His servant, He requires you and me to also be good and faithful.
什么是良善呢？
What is good?
良善就是被主光照。
Goodness is when to allow the Lord's light to shine upon you.
为主发光。
To be able to shine for the Lord.
也在光明中间行走。
And to be able to walk in the light.
什么是信实呢？
What is faithfulness?
信实就是忠心。
Faithfulness is to be true, to be faithful.
忠心这个词是跟信心是相关的。
The word is related to the faith you have.
神把信心赐给你我。
The Lord has given faith to you and I.
我们紧紧抓住神所赐我们的信心。
If we grab onto the faith the Lord has given us.
在每一件事情上面用信心持守着忠心。
That on all things we hold on to that faith.
所以圣灵的果子彰显在爱上面，不只是靠主的表现，不只是对人的原则，也是做事的精神。
Therefore, the spirit of love is not only from the Lord, it is not only the principle among our interaction with men, but it is also
the attitude of
people. It is also the attitude you have when you do things.
我们再看最后这两个项目。
Let us look at the two last things.
温柔跟节制。
Meekness and temperance.
这不是今天世人所喜欢的。
These are not things that this world likes today.
今天人家讲你很温柔，不见得是夸奖你。
Today, if someone says that you're meek, it may not be a compliment.
但是圣灵的果子中间，与人相处的态度要温柔。
But in the spirit of fruit, when you're facing other people, your attitude should be an attitude of meekness.
对自己的生活要求要有节制。
You should have temperance when it comes to your own life.
温柔就是像耶稣一样柔和谦卑。
Meekness is to be like Jesus Christ, to be gentle and humble.
你不一定没有能力。
It may not be that you do not have the ability.
但是你把你的力量控制起来。
But you control your ability.
你用神的爱对别人。
You use God's love towards others.
你用神的恩慈对别人。
You use God's mercy towards others.
耶稣在登山宝训中间讲到温柔的人有福了。
Lord Jesus said during the Sermon on the Mount that the meek ones are blessed.
为什么？
Why?
什么是他们的？他们必要怎么样？
What will happen to them?
他们要得到承受地土。
They will inherit the earth.
我们常常想要得到很多东西。
We often want to have many things.
为了得到我们就不能温柔。
But because we want it, we cannot be meek.
一温柔就被人家欺负。
If we are meek, then others will take advantage of us.
但是我们忘记了神是我们的天父。
But we have forgotten that God is our Heavenly Father.
当我们彰显像主耶稣一样温柔的时候，
When we manifest the meekness like Jesus Christ,
神要为我们主持公道。
The Lord, God will hold justice for us.
一个儿女很谦虚退让的时候，父母亲会帮助他争取他该得到的东西。
When a child is very meek and learns to step back, then the parents will help him or her to gain what he or she deserves.
所以温柔跟节制是律己的态度，控制自己的态度，对自己的态度。
Therefore, meekness is to control your own ability to control yourself.
假设我们是一个运动员。
If we're an athlete.
再过几个礼拜要比赛了。
And then in a few weeks we have a competition.
我可不可以大吃大喝，随意玩乐？
Can I eat a lot and play a lot and do anything I like?
不行。
No.
因为我们有一个目的。
Because we have a goal.
我们要比赛。
We have a competition.
我们要去什么地方？
We need to go somewhere.
我们要参加考试。
We have to take tests.
我们不能随心所欲做自己想做的事。
We cannot do anything we like.
这个叫做节制。
That is called temperance.
给自己划定界限。
To be able to draw a line for ourselves.
而不任意妄为。
And not to do anything we like to do.
我们倚靠神，我们跟人相处，我们做事情，我们怎么样对自己，都在这个爱的果子里面。
We rely on God, our interaction with other people, our attitude towards ourselves. All of these things are in the love, in the spirit of love.
圣经说，全律法都包含在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
The scripture says that all of the law is summarized in love your neighbor as thyself.
圣经又说，最大的恩赐，最妙的道就是爱。
And the scripture also says that the greatest word is love.
所以这个爱这个词可以统合所有圣灵果子的各个项目各个方面。
Therefore, love can unify all aspects of the fruit of spirit.
如果你是一个属灵的人，
If you are a spiritual person,
你有多少爱的表现？
How much acts of love do you have?
你显出多少爱的果子？
How much the spirit of love do you manifest?
是别人可以看得到吃得到经验得到。
So that others can see it, can eat of it, can experience it.
是你可以回答神有一天要问你的问题。
So that you can one day answer the questions from God.
我们再从另外一个角度来思想圣灵的果子。
Let us also look at the spirit of fruits from another aspect.
圣灵的果子是圣洁的果子。
The fruit of the spirit is also holy.
在加拉太书六章八节说，顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 8 it says, For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting.
当保罗讲完圣灵的果子之后，他就讲到说，这个是没有律法禁止，然后凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的 邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
After Paul talks about the fruits of the Spirit, he says that against such things there is no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts.
显然在圣灵的果子的另一面是情欲的果子。
Very obviously, on the opposite side of the fruit of the Spirit is the fruit of the flesh.
罪恶是世界上最大的问题。
Sin is the greatest problem of this world.
是所有的宗教信仰都要面对的问题。
It is something that every religion must face.
所有的信仰都要解释罪怎么产生的，怎么样解决罪的后果，怎么样防止继续的犯罪。
Every religion has to explain where does sin come from, how to deal with sin, and what to do after sin.
加拉太书对这个问题有很深刻的讨论。
Galatians had a very deep discussion on this topic.
对你我来说，基督徒要怎么样过一个不犯罪的生活？
For you and I, how can Christian live a sinless life?
原来罪恶的产生有好几个因素。
There are many causes for sin.
外面有魔鬼引诱试探。
On the outside, there is a temptation from the Satan.
他借着世界上种种的事情来引诱我们。
Through many things of this world, he tempts us.
这是外面。
That is from outside.
引诱什么呢？引诱勾引我们里面属肉体的情欲。
But what is it tempting? It is tempting our flesh, our lusts inside.
使我们犯罪。
Causing us to sin.
我们不容易解决外面魔鬼跟世界的问题。
It is not easy to resolve the outside issue of Satan in the world.
但是我们需要面对我们自己里面肉体的情欲。
But we need to face the flesh that is inside of us.
这是一个严重的问题。
That is a very serious issue.
每一个宗教，每一个信仰都面对这样的问题。
Every religion faces this.
犹太人怎么办呢？
What do the Jewish people do?
他用律法的路线。
They use the law.
他用清规戒律，种种的律法。想要解决肉体情欲的问题。
They use many laws and rules to resolve the issue of lust.
犹太人是神的子民，是跟神立约的百姓。
The Jewish people are the people of God. They are the people who God has set a covenant with.
神借着摩西所颁布的律法是犹太人最重要的信仰上的产业。
The laws that the Lord has passed down through Moses is the most important inheritance for the Jewish people.
整卷加拉太书，保罗就在讨论律法不能改变人。
The entire book of Galatians, Paul is saying how law cannot change a person.
加拉太教会受到很多犹太人律法主义的影响。
The church at Galatian is very much affected by Judaism.
因为律法的改变是外在的要求。
Because the change in law is only affecting us from outside.
外面的要求不能改变我们里面的罪恶、肉体情欲的本性。
The requirements from outside cannot change the flesh, the sin, the essence of sin that is inside of us.
律法的代表就是割礼。保罗在加拉太书六章十五节那边大声的疾呼说：“受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的是做新造的人。”
So Paul is crying out in Galatians chapter 6 verse 15 that for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision nor uncircumcision can create but a new creature.
保罗说：“外面的这些东西不能改变你里面，你必须从里面开始被神的生命成为一个新造的人。”
Paul says that the things of outside cannot change you. You must be anew from inside.
我曾经去过一个教会分享信息。
I've once been to a church to share.
当时这个教会才经过一次很大的难处，有很多的弟兄姐妹离开了。
The church had just gone through a great difficulty, and many brothers and sisters were leaving.
我跟一个慕道友，一个在那个教会的老慕道友，慕道几十年的一个先生在那边吃饭聊天。
I was having a meal with a truth seeker who's been to that church. He's still an unbeliever, but he's been a truth seeker for many decades.
他跟我说，他来这个教会很多年，看到很多次基督徒之间的吵架。
He told me that he's been at this church for many years, and he's seen many arguments among Christians.
他觉得基督徒的吵架跟不是基督徒的吵架好像差不多。
He feels like the arguments among Christians are not that different as the ones among the non-Christians.
也许更会用圣经一点。
Perhaps they can use a bit more of the scripture.
他问我怎么看这样的事情。
He asked me, what is my view on this?
我想了一下,
I thought about it.
我说在我们华人, 在中国人的文化里面,
I said, in the Chinese culture,
缺乏认罪, 缺乏赦免的观念,
I said, we lack the concept of admitting to our sin.
在我们的文化, 在我们的思想里面, 没有救恩的观念,
in our culture, there is no concept of salvation.
很多的冲突没有办法解决,
many conflicts cannot be resolved.
只能走到最坏的地步, 不是你死就是我活,
we have to walk to the end and say, well, it's either you or me.
所有武侠小说的主题都是要报仇,
all of the topics and the themes of the kung fu novels are revenge.
没有办法赦免，没有办法解决问题。
We cannot forgive, we cannot resolve.
我们这些基督徒也有很多的软弱。
As Christians also have many weaknesses.
我相信如果我们认真地从圣经领受神的话,
I believe that if we seriously receive the words of the Lord from the scripture,
我们相信圣灵的工作, 依靠耶稣十字架的工作, 超过文化跟我们里面罪性对我们的影响的话,
if we rely on the work of the Holy Spirit, if we rely on the work that Jesus Christ has done on the cross more than our own culture,
当我们愿意认罪, 愿意赦免的时候,
when we are willing to admit our sin, when we are willing to forgive,
这些问题就有可能解决,
then these problems can be resolved.
我们中间可能有很多台湾同胞,
we have many people from Taiwan among us.
台湾最近的新闻非常的精彩,
there are many exciting news from Taiwan recently.
也是同样的问题, 没有认罪, 没有赦免的概念在我们里面。
It is the same issue. We do not have a concept of admitting to our sins and forgiving in us.
这个许多 人与人之间冲突就像打了死结，就好像解不开。
The conflict between men, it's like tying a dead knot. Once it's tied, you cannot open it.
圣经没有说律法是不好的。
The scripture did not say that laws are not good.
律法是神对人的要求。
The laws are the requirements from God to men.
神的要求是对的。
God's requirements are correct.
但是人如果不靠救恩，不靠神给人的帮助， 人没有办法达到神对人的要求。
But men without God's grace, without God's help, cannot achieve God's requirements.
律法对于解决肉体情欲的事情一点用处都没有。
The law is useless against the flesh and lust.
除非我们真正学到耶稣的榜样。
Unless we can truly learn the example of Christ.
得到耶稣的恩典。
To be able to receive the grace from Jesus.
我们才可能解决肉体跟情欲的问题。
Then we can possibly resolve the issue of lust and flesh.
耶稣的榜样是什么呢?
What is Jesus' example?
耶稣背十字架，钉死在十字架上，走十字架的道路。
Jesus carried the cross. He was crucified on the cross, and he walked the path of the cross.
今天我们的经文说，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
The scripture says that they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lusts.
世界上最大的问题是罪跟死的问题。
The biggest issue of this world is sin and death.
在罪跟死的面前, 人类束手无策, 无能为力。
Before sin and death, men are completely helpless.
耶稣为什么要钉死在十字架上呢?
Why was Jesus crucified on a cross?
就是要解决这个罪跟死的问题啊。
It is to resolve the issue of sin and death.
他借着死, 借着复活, 就胜过了罪跟死。
It is through death that he was able to overcome death and sin.
他也邀请你我每一个人跟背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
And he also asks you and I, every single one of us, to carry the cross to follow him.
他要我们跟他同死同葬同复活。
He wants to be crucified with us, buried with us, and resurrect with us.
当我们跟他连结的时候，我们就可以胜过肉体的情欲，胜过罪跟死。
When we are connected with him, that is when we can overcome affection and lust and overcome death.
这是圣经所定下的方法, 这是神定的方法, 这是世界上唯一可以宣告得胜的方法。
It is a way that is prescribed by God, and it is the only way this world can overcome death.
但保罗的书信里面讲到耶稣基督的工作的时候,
in Paul's epistles, when it talks about the work of Jesus Christ,
他多半用的是完成式的时态。
He often used past tense.
耶稣钉十字架, 我们已经把肉体 连同肉体的血亲私欲同定十字架是完成的事。
Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross and has crucified the flesh with affection and lust. It is a past tense.
也就是说，在耶稣钉十字架的时候，我们的罪、我们的肉体、血亲私欲与他已经同定了。
That means that when Jesus was crucified on a cross, our flesh, our affection and lust have already been crucified with him.
而保罗在提到圣灵的工作的时候
，When Paul mentions the work of the Holy Spirit,
多半是用现在式。
He often uses present tense.
神已经做了耶稣十字架的工作。
God has already done the work on the cross.
所有人类的罪都在这个十字架上被神对付了。
God has dealt with all of the sin of the human race on the cross.
但神要你我在跟圣灵合作。
But God wants you and I to work with the Holy Spirit.
我们用信心相信我们自己对于我耶稣的十字架，我们没有办法多做一点。
We, through faith, we believe that we cannot add a bit of work to the work on the cross.
但是当我们与圣听从圣灵的声音
But when we are obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit,
不让圣灵担忧
When we do not have the Spirit worrying,
顺着圣灵撒种
That we sow according to the Holy Spirit,
我们与圣灵合作
When we work with the Holy Spirit,
我们结出圣灵的果子
When we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
这是唯一的出路。
That is the only way out.
怎么样子让基督已经成就十字架的工作显明在我们的肉体邪情私欲呢
？How can the work of the Lord, how can the work of Lord Jesus Christ be manifested through our flesh and lust?
是借着我们渐渐的成长，在圣灵里面生活，结出圣灵的果子。
It is through our gradual growth in our spiritual life to be able to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
你相不相信耶稣的十字架已经完成了工作
？Do you believe that the cross of Jesus Christ has already completed the work？
你愿不愿意？虽然你我有许多的软弱，愿意配合圣灵来做这个结果子的工作
？Even though you and I are weak, are you willing to work？With the Holy Spirit.
今天下午三点钟
This afternoon at 3 p.m.
在若歌教会有一个特别的聚会
There is a special gathering at the Rutgers Church.
叫做美国回归真神的祷告会
It is called the Prayer Meeting for America to Return to God.
这是一位王永信牧师主办的聚会
It is held by a pastor, Brother Huang.
他指出说，在美国原来是建国是用圣经的原则来建国的。
He mentioned that when the United States was established, it was established based on the Bible.
但现在这个国家跟社会似乎离神越来越远。
But right now, this country and this society is farther and farther, falling farther and farther away from God.
这个聚会的目的就是要为自己为美国认罪祷告。
And the purpose of this gathering is to admit our own sins and for ourselves and for America.
求神医治这块土地。
To ask God to heal this land.
为政治的领袖，为美国的社会，也为美国的教会祷告。
To pray for the leaders in America, the American society.
我想为国家、为领袖、为万人祷告，是圣经对我们的教训。
I think that it is the teaching of the scripture for us to pray for the nation, to pray for the leaders of the nation, and to pray for all people.
这是我们应该做的事情。
That is something that we should do.
但是有的时候我也会在想，这样的祷告有没有用？
But many times I would think, this kind of prayer, is it actually useful?
如果只是外面的一种运动，很快就会过去的。
If it is just a movement on the outside, it will pass away quickly.
但是当我们借着祷告打开我们的心，让圣灵在我们里面工作的话
，But if through prayer we open up our heart to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us,
也许一群人的祷告可以震动整个社会。
Then perhaps the prayer of a group of people can shake the entire society.
所以我们刚才分享了从爱的果子的角度来思想圣灵的果子，从圣洁的果子的角度来思想圣灵的果子。
We have thought of the fruit of the Spirit through love and righteousness.
现在我们最后来思想，生命的果子，从这个角度来思想圣灵的果子。
And now let us think of the fruit of the Spirit from the aspect of the fruit of life.
圣经常常用果子来描述基督徒的好行为。
The scripture often uses fruits to describe the good deeds of Christians.
然后圣经也用很多其他的东西相对于这种属灵的圣灵的果子。
And the scripture also uses many other things in correspondence to the fruit of spirit.
当诗篇第一篇说，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的尽都顺利的时候，诗篇第一篇又讲到其他的话。
In Psalm 1, it says that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water and brings forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
讲到恶人不是这样，恶人像糠皮被风吹散。
And then it talks about the ungodly are not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away.
所以当我们思想生命的果子的时候，就想到生命的果子还有一个相对的另外一种。
Therefore, when we think of the fruit of life, we also think that on the opposite side, there is something else.
结果子从神的创造开始就是神的心意。
To bear fruit from God's creation is the will of God.
神创造的时候要人生养怎么样？
When God created men, He wanted men to be able to prosper and spread.
神创造树木的时候，要树木结什么？结果子。
When God created trees, He wanted trees to bear fruits.
好做食物。
So that it can be food.
可是，当人犯罪以后，一切东西都改变了。
But after men had sinned, all things changed.
植物不再只是长果子了。
Fruits, they do not only tree plants, they do not only bear fruits.
地也会生长很多荆棘、蒺藜出来。
And the earth would bear wheat as well.
人要汗流满面才得糊口。
And men have to work and sweat in order to be able to eat.
神要我们每一个人过一个结果子的生命。
God wants each one of us to have a life that can bear fruits.
神 会不会造垃圾？
Can God create trash?
神会不会造没有用的东西？
Can God create things that are useless?
如果神创造了你我，神要你我人生是有用的，是要结果子的。
If God had created you and I, He wants us to have a life that is useful, a life that can bear fruits.
你的人生有没有用，完全在那一位造你的神。
Is your life, is the purpose of your life for the God who created you?
他让你在这个世界上过每一天的生活中间是要有用的。
He wants every day of your life in this world to be useful.
如果你没有照神的心意显出这些功用，你的人生就变成浪费了。
If you have not manifested these functions according to God's will, then your life is wasted.
有的人的人生长很多叶子，长很多花出来，但是没有果子。
Many people, some people's life, they grow leaves and they grow flowers, but they don't bear fruits.
没有照神给他的功用结出果子。
He did not bear fruits according to the function God had given him.
有的人他的人生中间长很多的刺出来。
Some people, their life is full of thorns.
这是人犯罪以后受到的咒诅。
And that is the curse of men after we sinned.
神要人结生命的果子，这是神的心意。
God wants men to bear the fruit of life. That is the will of God.
一个真正有生命的树要结果子。
A tree that truly has life will bear fruits.
果子是长出来的，是彰显这个生命的本质。
Fruits when it grows, it manifests the essence of life.
所以耶稣责备假先知的时候，耶稣就说：“好树会结好果子，坏树结坏果子。”
Therefore, when Jesus was accusing the false prophets, he said, "Good trees will bear good fruits, and bad trees will bear bad fruits."
由它结出什么果子，就认出它是什么样的树来。
And you can tell what kind of tree it is by what kind of fruit it bears.
这世界有很多的果子，不是从里面长出来，是从外面挂上来的。
This world has many fruits that are not born from inside, but that are attached on from outside.
你知不知道圣诞树有很多果子？
You know, a Christmas tree has many fruits.
有没有人喜欢吃圣诞树的果子？
Does anyone like to eat the fruits from Christmas?
很漂亮。
They're very pretty.
但是不能吃。
But you cannot eat it.
因为没有生命。
Because it has no life.
每一年冬天我们常常看到很多的圣诞树。
Every winter we see many Christmas trees.
花的红红绿绿的非常美丽。
And there are red and green decorations on it that make it
look very beautiful. 可是
没有根。But it has no roots.
不但自己的寿命很短。
Not only is the tree's life very short.
它的果子也是假的。
But the fruits are also fake.
只能装饰不能吃。
It can only be seen as decorations, but cannot be eaten.
真正的生命的果子会带出来生命的影响力。
True fruits will bring impact onto life.
好的果子通常外表也会美丽吸引人。
Good fruits are often very attractive on the outside.
好的果子会有香味又很好吃。
And the good fruits would have good fragrance and taste good.
又有很好的营养。
And it has good nutrition.
圣经中间提到好几种的果树就是这样子的。
In the scripture, it mentioned many plants that are like that.
橄榄树是出橄榄的，橄榄是出油的。
The olive tree that produces olive and the oil from olives.
橄榄油可以做在医疗上面医治，也在膏抹上面做一些用途。
The oil from the olive tree can be used medically to treat people, but it can also be used as an ointment.
葡萄会榨出葡萄汁，成为葡萄酒。
The grape trees, the vines, the grapes can become wine.
解人的干渴，使人得到喜乐。
It can quench the thirst and bring joy.
无花果树是以色列人做食物、做饼用的材料。
And the fig trees are things that the Jewish people use to make their food, to make their bread.
这些果子都不是观赏用的，都是有实际的影响。
These fruits are not for people to look at, they have functions.
我们每一个人从小长大，总有一些影响我们的人。
As we grow up, there will always be people who influence us.
我邀请你思想一位影响你的人。
I want you to think of someone who has influenced your life.
你想想看，他对你的影响力是从什么来的？
I want you to think about where is the source of this person's influence.
这个影响力是因为他有钱吗？
Is this influence because he or she has money?
是因为他有名望、有地位、有学问吗？
Is it because he's famous and he has status?
还是因为他有爱？
Or is it because he has love?
他有属灵的影响力，他有属灵的生命。
He has a spiritual impact.
他有好的榜样。
He sets a good example.
所以真正生命的果子不在乎外面好不好看。
Therefore, the fruit of life, it doesn't depend on whether or not it looks good.
是它带来什么样的影响力。
But it is what kind of impact does it bring?
而生命的果子另外有一点很重要。
And then there's another very important point for the spirit of life, for the fruit of life.
果子里面一定有种子。
In the fruit, there will always be seeds.
不是像我们今天很多时候吃的是无籽的西瓜。
It is not like the seedless watermelons we eat today.
果子里面应该要有种子，种子能够传递生命。
In the fruits, there should be seeds, and the seeds will pass on the life.
真正影响生命的是生命。
What truly impacts life is life.
真正属灵的影响力会传递下去的。
If it is true spiritual impact, it can be passed down.
死亡好像是世界上最大的影响力。
Death seems to be the greatest impact of this world. Seems to be the greatest force of this world.
但是耶稣基督所赐给你我的生命。
But the life that Lord Jesus Christ has given us.
是死而复活的生命。
It is a life that is resurrected.
产生新生命的盼望。
It gives the hope for a new life.
胜过死亡。
It overcomes death.
这是一个更大的影响力。
That is a greater force.
有一个朋友我很多年前认识的。
I have a friend that I have known for many years.
他姓李。
His last name is Lee.
他小的时候家庭很不好。
When he was young, his family was very poor.
非常穷，非常穷。他从小就要帮妈妈去卖东西。
They were very poor, and ever since he was young, he had to help his mother to sell things.
他五岁的时候。
When he was five.
家里没有钱送他进幼儿园。
His family didn't have enough money to send him to kindergarten.
他附近有一个牧师去探望这个家庭。
And there was a pastor who went to visit this family.
这个牧师看到这个小孩子五岁就要出去帮忙做生意，很可怜。
And the pastor felt very bad for this little boy who's 5 years old and who has to help his family to sell things.
牧师说我们教会有幼稚园，你可以来，不用收你的钱。
And the pastor said, our church has a kindergarten, you can come without paying.
每一次这个幼儿园里面有什么剩余的食物，都让这个小孩子带回家。
And whenever the kindergarten has any kind of leftover food, the pastor will let the boy take it home.
我这个朋友说他小的时候最快乐的事情就是去教会。
My friend told me that when he was young, the happiest time was when he goes to church.
他认为说耶稣的长相一定跟这个姓谢的牧师长得一样。
He felt that the image of Jesus Christ must be very much like this pastor.
后来他们家搬家了，他就没有再去这个教会。
And then later they moved and he couldn't go to that church anymore.
我认识他的时候是我大学毕业从台南回到台北。
When I got to know him, I was moving from the southern part of Taiwan to Taipei.
他那个时候念建国中学高三。
At that time, he was in the third grade in high school.
我在台北的教会有一个高三的祷告会。
The church that I go to in Taiwan, we used to have a prayer meeting specifically for the third graders in high school.
他在这个祷告会中间真正信主。
And in this prayer meeting, he truly came to believe in the Lord.
那个姓谢的牧师在十几年前在一个小孩子身上撒下的种子。
And that pastor, more than 10 years ago, the seed that he planted in this little child,
十几年后就开花结果。
More than a decade later, it bore fruits and it bore flower and fruits.
过了几年我到美国来，他仍然留在台湾。
A few years later, I came to America and he continued to stay in Taiwan.
有一次我听到别人提起他。
One time I heard others mention him.
原来他当兵，台湾要当兵，当兵的时候在澎湖，在一个岛上面。
He went to serve in the military and he was on this island.
他在那个岛上参加一个教会。
And on that island, he joined a church.
在那个教会中间，他说开始的时候只有四个人。
He said when the church started, there were only four people.
他对这个教会很有负担。
He felt a great burden for that church.
虽然他是台湾大学法律系。
Even though he graduated from the law school in the Taiwan University.
本来有很理想的这个前途，赚钱的前途。
He had a bright future in front of him.
他放弃他赚钱的事业，他去这个岛上帮助这个教会。
He gave up his profession that can make a lot of money and went to that island to help that church.
他花很多时间到监狱里面去探访这些犯人。
He spent a lot of time to go to jails to visit the prisoners.
他花很多时间到医院里面去探访病人。
He spent a lot of time to go to hospitals to visit patients.
他去传扬福音。
He went out to spread the gospel.
过了两三年。
2-3 years later,
这个四个人的教会变成七八十个人。
This church of four people turned into a church of 70-80 people.
这个教会他的其他的教会在写这个教会历史的时候就写到他。
And when the church was writing down the history of the church, they wrote about him.
教会的属灵光景改变。
The spiritual state of the church changed.
教会开始建堂。
And the church began to put up a building.
很多年前有人把一个福音的种子撒在他身上。
Many, many years ago, someone sowed the seed of gospel in this child.
那位姓谢的传道人是自己流露出生命的果子。
And this pastor, he is someone who can, from him, you can see the fruit of life.
我认识这一个人，他自己也开始做撒种的工作。
I know this person, and he himself started to do the work of sowing seeds.
在这个世界上有太多不好的种子。
In this world, there are so many seeds that are not good.
有多少生命的种子。
How many seeds of life are there?
几个月前我收到我那个毕业的神学院寄来一个礼物。
A few months ago, I received a gift from the seminary school I went to.
是一个袋子。
It's a bag.
你猜里面是什么？
Guess what's in there?
里面是一堆种子。
It is, there are seeds in the bag.
还有一节圣经。
And then it has a verse.
马可福音第四章第三节。
Gospel book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 3.
耶稣说，你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种。
Lord Jesus says, listen, there's one person who went out to to spread the seeds.
收到这一个礼物，我就想到好多年前我参加一个追思聚会。
I remembered when I received these seeds. I remembered many years ago I went to a memorial service.
那个追思聚会是纪念一位服事主的姐妹，她有很大的影响力。
This memorial service was for a sister who had great impact.
在那个聚会中间，发给每一个来参加的人一个信封，里面装了一堆麦子。
And at the memorial service, they passed out an envelope filled with wheat to everyone.
勉励我们像耶稣所说的。
To encourage us to be what Jesus said.
一粒麦子若不是落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
If a wheat that it does not fall to the ground and die, it is still one wheat.
勉励我们每一个人做那一粒麦子，结出更多的籽粒来。
It encourages each one of us to be that one seed, to be able to bear more seeds.
让今天的时候变成我们流泪撒种的时候。
Let today be the day that we sweat and we spread the seeds.
让我们明天成为我们欢呼收割的时候
，so that tomorrow we can joyfully reap the harvest.
我们就可以坦然无惧地见我们在天上的父亲
，and then we can boldly see our heavenly Father.
我们今天努力耕耘，努力撒种，做许多的事情。
Today we work hard to spread the seeds and to be able to plant.
目的就是要结果子献给神。
And the purpose is so that we can bear fruits to offer to God.
耶稣说：“你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。”
Jesus says that if you bear fruits, then my Father will be glorified.
我们愿意多撒种、多结果，使神得荣耀吗？
Are we willing to sow more seeds and bear more fruit so that God can receive more glory?
我们来美国几年以后
，After we come to America for a number of years,
更新传道会对我太太有一个邀请。
The Christian Renewal Ministry had a request for my wife.
邀请她加入做编辑。
They asked her to join to be an editor.
编一本 NIV Study Bible 新国际版的研读本圣经。
To compile the NIV Study Bible.
她当时在犹太人纽约的犹太人一个公司打工赚钱养我念书。
At the time, she was working at a Jewish company, so that she can afford me to go to school.
哇，她有一个很可爱的想法。
So she had a very beloved thought.
她原来是做编辑，做基督教的文字事工的。
Because she originally was an editor for Christian publications.
她这个想法是说，天底下有这么好的事情。
She thought, what can be? How can this be so great?
有人付钱，目的是让你读圣经。
That there's someone who is willing to pay for you to read the Bible.
他在这本圣经上用了他十年的青春。
She spent 10 years of her life on this Bible.
今天很多人有圣经，但是不看圣经。
Today many people have the Bible, but they don't read it.
很多基督教的出版社拼命要出的是畅销书。
There are many Christian publishers who want to publish the popular books.
好书要花太多的代价，好书出来就被别人盗版。
That good books, as soon as it comes out, other people will pirate it.
很多坏的种子把好种子挤住了，长不出来。
There are many bad seeds that is squeezing the good seeds so that they cannot grow.
在他这本圣经出来以后不久。
Not long after that Bible was published.
神呼召我们两个人献身传道来服侍他。
The Lord called for both of us to serve Him full time.
因为我们看到这个世界是一个饥饿的世界。
Because we saw that this world is a thirsty world.
圣经说：“人饥饿，非因无饼；干渴，非因无水，乃是因为不听耶和华的话。”
We saw that this world was a hungry world. The scripture says that men are hungry not because of without food. Men are thirsty not because without water, but it is because they do not listen to the Lord.
传扬福音，传扬神的话，比工作赚钱更重要。
It is more important to preach the gospel than to make money.
求主感动你我。
I pray that the Lord will touch you and I.
愿意真的在我们的生命中结出果子来
，so that our lives can bear fruits，
能够把种子 传给别人。
That we can pass the seeds on to others.
让别人继续结果。
So that others can continue to bear fruit.
使神得到荣耀。
So that the Lord can be glorified.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
天父，我感谢你。
Heavenly Father, I thank you.
圣经是何等的丰富。
How rich is the scripture?
我们是何等的懒惰。
How lazy are we?
我们是何等的污秽。
How corrupt are we?
求主怜悯。
Pray the Lord will have mercy on us.
赐给我们有愿意的心。
To give us a willing heart.
与圣灵合作。
To work with the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵在我们心中，在我们生命中动工。
So that the Holy Spirit can work in our hearts and in our lives.
能够结出果子来。
To be able to bear fruit.
能够荣耀天父。
To be able to glorify the Heavenly Father.
当天父得到荣耀的时候。
When the Heavenly Father is glorified.
是我们心中最喜乐的时候。
And that is the most joyful moment in our heart.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.